Consciente. Absorbe इस ज्ञान सरोवर के शांत के स्थल पर एकत्रित हैं.
You're all here in this ज्ञान सरोवर, the place of peace. This place has a special blessing that those who come to this land will definitely bring in positive change within their lives.
वह सकारात्मक परिवर्तन आज अनुभव नहीं हो रहा.
If you are not experiencing positive change now today in your life,
आपको अवश्य
that you will definitely experience after some time.
आपको जरूर याद आएगा.
And you will definitely remember the days that you have spent here now.
इस ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय के यह मान्यता है.
Because this spiritual organization believes
बहुत बड़े परिवर्तन के समय से गुजर रहा है.
That the present time is going through a great change, transformational change, and this has to happen in the entire world.
Iron Age से
and that transformational fundamental change is the transformation from iron age impure world into
positive change,
the golden age pure.
Aur aise bade change lane ke liye,
in order to bring in such great change,
hum sab ka yogdan chahiye.
All of us have to extend our contribution. What's our contribution to bring in that change?
हम सब पास हो रहे हैं.
Because the age that we are all passing through, this is the age of competition.
Information की age आ चुकी है.
This is the age of information.
अगर कोई बात किसी एक स्थान पर होती है, तो उसका वातावरण चारों तरफ विश्व में.
If something is happening in one particular place, that will be spread throughout the whole world so quickly.
परिवर्तन करने के लिए
and so
हम सब का योगदान चाहिए.
In order to bring in the transformational change, we all have to contribute in that. I would like to share this with you all that there is motto, the one motto of the spiritual organization, spiritual university, is
परिवर्तन सारे विश्व में जाएगा.
If I change,
अब ये नहीं समझ
in myself, that will be spread in throughout the world. If I bring in change within my life, it will spread in throughout the whole world. Many times we think, what happens if I just change? If I bring transformation in my life, what happens? But yes, it will definitely bring in transformation in the world. One of the scientists very beautifully said, if you just move your one finger, you're moving star in the sky, because there are the connection of one particle is with the other, because that connection might reach somewhere up in the sky. In the same way, human being is a social animal. While living in the society, has a lot of connection with so many people in the society. If you change, there will be change in all those who come in your contact and connection. And those who come in their contact and connections, there will be transformation in them as well. So in this way, it just will not stay with one. But this transformation vastly will spread fastly throughout the whole world. And therefore in this university, we emphasize on this that we don't wait for somebody else to change, but just to try and change your own life, that I have to change my life. Yes, many times it happens. We would like to make our lives very nice and move along. We always think good about others. Well, we have positive thinking for all of them. But sometimes it happens that you might find somebody or the other who could stand as a hurdle in your path. And they will be ready to always harm others in some way or the other. And they will be an obstacle in our progress.
जिसकी नेचर ठीक नहीं है,
sometimes we feel
जिसके संस्कार अच्छे नहीं है,
that person
बिना किसी बात के कष्ट देना चाहता है,
this person whose nature is not so well, his tendencies are not so well, and without any reason he's harming and standing on the path of my as an obstacle in my path. And he is like an enemy. But actually, please don't think like that. That person is not your enemy. That person is not an obstacle. That person is not a hurdle. Because that person is influenced by some negative force or some nature. And he is behaving with you badly, but he is not your enemy. Why? Because we say this world is the world of action. This is the field of action, the world of actions and reactions. For every action you perform, you will either get good or bad, but you will definitely get the result. It may be late, but it is not possible that you wouldn't get the fruit of your own action sooner or later. Sometimes it happens that we are making very good effort. We are making very good, we are engaged ourselves in the social service, we have engaged ourselves in giving happiness to their families, but that same people will be an obstacle in our lives and they try to harm us. What should we think at that time?
कि ये जो हमें कष्ट पहुंचा रहे हैं,
the person who is harming us or creating all difficulties, why is this person creating all these difficulties for me? And when I haven't done anything to this person, I haven't even thought bad about that person. Why is this person behaving in this way? But always remember,
अपने किए हुए कुछ ऐसे कर्म होते हैं जिन कर्मों ने हमें कष्ट देना होता है.
Many a times the actions what we have performed, we will have to get the fruit of our own actions. So this person who is standing as an obstacle is just an instrument to get the result or the punishment of my own actions. That person is not my enemy. This is my own action that I have to experience good or bad from that person. It could be from any person, but the one who is performing that action, he is under the influence of some bad, either anger or jealousy or revenge or any type of under influence of any negativities, and whatever he is doing, he will get the result, the fruit of his own action. But then what I am experiencing from that person is the result of my own action. He is not giving me the sorrow, but then it is the result of my own action. But whatever he is performing, he will get according to the his action at some point in time. Sometimes we think, because I have caused sorrow to this person is causing sorrow to me. It isn't like that. Then the vicious cycle continues. I cause him sorrow, he gives me sorrow, and I cause him sorrow back, and then, so this is never ending vicious cycle.
वो जो मुझे मिल रहा है और गायन है, आज की गवर्नमेंट का भी लॉ है.
Today's law of today's government also, if somebody throws stone at you, it isn't that you take a stone and throw at that person. No, you cannot do that. You have to go and approach the law, and the law will punish that person. If you start pelting stone at that person, then that becomes lawlessness. In the same way, when we perform an action, and if we get the sorrow from our own action and we begin to cause sorrow to that person, then that becomes wrong action. Sometimes if any person gives happiness to us, we get attached to that person. And sometimes if a person who causes sorrow, we start hating that person. But God says it's not good to get attached, neither it's good to hate someone. Under the influence any of the vice, if we start performing an action, we definitely have to get punishment. But if somebody is causing us sorrow, we just have to give them good wishes. May that soul have good mind and let him start performing good actions. If we really expect our own transformation, please never ever blame someone, because many times we very immediately, quickly start blaming others, that this one is bad and this one is bad and that one is this. Nobody is bad. One old example, if you just point out your finger towards someone, three fingers are pointing out towards me, and this thumb that thumb which is holding all the other three fingers would say that you are the guilty. Look at your own actions. Don't look at anybody else's. And you just correct your own actions. And so in this university we emphasize on self-transformation. Never ever think that we are experiencing sorrow because of someone. We are experiencing sorrow because of our own action. And so it's very important for us to change our state of mind. In order to change our state of mind, it's a very, very necessity to change the human state of mind.
क्योंकि ये जो एटॉमिक एनर्जी डिस्ट्रक्टिव पर्पसेस के लिए
says there should be atomic energy, and through this atomic energy, the power of atomic energy is destructive, is used for destructive purposes.
कि शस्त्रों का जो आज invention हो रही है,
all the weapons that have been invented today,
जो भयानक शस्त्र, poisonous weapon बनाए जा रहे हैं,
or the poisonous weapons that people are inventing, where did all these begin? When human mind get polluted.
मनुष्य के मन में प्राणी मात्र के लिए kindness नहीं रहती.
If there is no kindness for humanity, no love for humanity,
cooperation की भावना नहीं होती.
There's no feeling of cooperation.
और क्रोध बढ़ता चला जाता.
And the anger continues to grow.
लोभ की भावना बढ़ती जाती.
The feeling of greed begins to grow.
किसी दूसरे मनुष्य को नीचे गिराने की भावनाएं.
And the feeling to show others down, put others down.
बनाने की भावनाएं.
And to make self as more superior.
बदला लेने की भावनाएं.
The feeling to take revenge from someone.
ना बदलने की इच्छा.
And desire not to change your own life. When such human, when such attitude in the human being created, when human beings start to maintain his status, if he wants to push somebody down and create his status and maintain his status, and then all this will happen. And so, unless there is no change, transformation in human mind, state of mind, all those inventions will not be stopped. Is it possible by killing one another that there will be peace in the world? No. And so God, the Father, says, children, if you want to bring in transformation within yourself,
संसार बदल सकता है.
If I have to change, and from my change, if world will change, then why not? Why not I begin the change from myself?
कि जिसके जीवन में भी परिवर्तन आया है, चाहे वो हिस्टोरियन,
the history is filled with histories and stories. Either it is spiritual personality or scientist, or historian, or politician, if there is a change in their life, there are four factors of transformation. So those who have had the transformation in life, they have adopted these four factors. If these four factors are complete in human life, then there will be a beautiful transformation in human life. The first thing, it's very important to understand each thing from depth. Like we say, it is Iron Age. Because of the negative force at this time, there is peacelessness and sorrow. If somebody has understood this aspect very clearly and deeply, then the person will be able to remove the peacelessness and will make effort to remove all the shortcomings in his life. If a person hasn't even understood this aspect, without understanding, it isn't possible to bring in transformation in any human life. So, to bring in any type of transformation, it is very necessary to understand that aspect very deeply. And the second thing, the second factor that will bring in transformation is deep realization.
किसी बात को बड़ी गहराई से realize कर लेना.
to realize any aspect deeply, to experience it.
अगर deep realization किसी चीज की हो जाती है,
if you have that deep realization, then there will be transformation easily. And the third factor is,
अगर कोई अपने में परिवर्तन लाना चाहता है,
if you want to bring in transformation in your life,
जीवन को पॉजिटिव बनाना है,
that I want to make my life peaceful, positive, the third factor that you need to adopt is
एक इतनी दृढ़ता आ जाए कि मुझे ये कार्य करना ही है,
is determination,
इतनी दृढ़ता का संकल्प,
firm determination.
हल्का हल्का थॉट कभी आता है,
इट इज जस्ट नॉट दी
ऐसा करना चाहिए,
थॉट दैट यू हैव वेरी लाइट थॉट,
दृढ़ संकल्प आना चाहिए,
दैट जस्ट कम्स एंड पासेस, बट इट शुड बी फर्म डिटरमिंड थॉट.
सही बात है.
एंड द फोर्थ वन,
फोर्थ फैक्टर है कि मेरे सामने इस अच्छे मार्ग पर चलने के लिए अगर कोई ऑब्स्टेकल्स भी आएंगे,
if there are any obstacles on my path,
लेकिन मैं इन रुकावटों में अब रुकने वाला नहीं.
I will never stop, even if there are big obstacles on my path of transformation.
जैसे उसके रास्ते में तूफान आते हैं, लोग कहते हैं थोड़ी देर के लिए ठहर जाओ, तूफान बड़ा तेज है.
She is just giving an example of,
मुझे उस माउंटेन के ऊपर झंडा लहरा कर आना है. वर्षा आती है, बहुत रास्ते की रुकावटें,
there were lot of obstacles in somebody's
बढ़ते जाओ
life, and then and somebody said, why don't you stop, you have so many obstacles, you just stop for a moment, said no, I have to accelerate, move on. There was storm and rain, and because they had to go up the mountain to hoist the flag. So it's a firm determination to attain, to achieve the goal.
चारों फैक्टर से कैसे चेंज आता है, एक एग्जांपल देती हूं.
I would like to share one example as to how from these four factors that one can bring in transformation.
कि जब भारत देश,
वन एग्जाम्पल इज इंडिया, भारत, वेन इंडिया वॉज अंडर ब्रिटिश कंट्रोल, ब्रिटिश रूल, इट इज ड्यूरिंग देन, दिस इज वॉज ड्यूरिंग देन, महात्मा गांधी, ही वॉज इन साउथ अफ्रीका एट दैट टाइम.
लेकिन उन्हें मालूम था कि मैं गुलाम देश का नागरिक हूँ.
He knew that I am one of the citizens of the country that is under the British control.
टिकट लेकर बैठे थे, लेकिन टिकट चेक करने वाले ने उन्हें सामान सहित गाड़ी से नीचे उतार.
He had a ticket for the train, but still the ticket checker, he
आज पता चला है,
along with his luggage, he threw him down. So at that time he realized that I am one of the citizens of a nation which is under somebody else's rule, dependent. So then he had a resolve, determined thought, that I have to free my country from their slavery. No matter how many obstacles come, but I will never turn back. And all these four factors took a right direction in his life, that behind one person, the entire country, all the people of the country were after him, and then they all could together free the country from British rule. There are many things in the same way. There are many things, negative things in us, negative nature, negative consciousness. but we think what to do. I know I have this nature. I wanted to change, but what to do? And so ask yourself, sitting in silence, whatever the nature or the tendencies which are not right in me, if those habits or nature or that type of tendency, if we don't have, or if I don't have, how happy my mind would experience. And because of this nature, this tendency or this habit, I'm so dissatisfied with myself, and I don't have any position in the society. Whatever the shortcoming that I've noted in myself, that this is the my nature, maybe I get frustrated very easily. I get irritated very easily. I react very easily, and as a result of which, even the right thing would be spoiled, you know, those. And maybe I'm very intolerant, and they also know. And because of these shortcomings or these negativities that I have to suffer so much in life, but many a time people think how to get rid of these things. How can I become so useful for my country, for the world, for my society, for others? God says, each one of you are the hero actors on this stage. Never ever consider yourself an ordinary, because there is nobody in the entire world just like you, exactly like you. You are the hero of your own role. If hero plays a positive role, and that hero is praised so much. And I would like to share in this connection, before that, I would like to clarify one thing as to how we can take powers. As a result of which we can do anything we wish.
Meditation hall mein jana hai. Dadi Janaki ji conduct karenge meditation. Change hua? So now it's changed. So kaha hai, nahi Dadi ji yahi par aayenge. So chalo main aapko jab tak Dadi ji aaye.
Okay, Dadi will be coming here. And until she arrives, she will continue what she was speaking. We have to give attention on two aspects. One is to understand deeply any aspect clearly, deeply. And second, even after understanding certain things clearly and deeply, we are still not able to do what we want to do. And what we don't want to do, we are not able to get rid of it. In order to get free, liberated from those negativities, the second subject in this university is meditation, yoga, which you have been listening from a long time. I would like to tell you very easily, in easy words. God says, never even use the word meditation, not even yoga. By saying this, you might even experience difficulty. He says,
yoga shabd ko yaad shabd kehna.
just use the word remembrance instead of yoga or meditation. What do you mean by remembrance?
हम सबको आज तक यही कॉन्शियस थी कि हम ये पांच तत्वों का बना शरीर.
Till now we always had the consciousness. We were aware of this body. We were conscious of this body. But now you become aware that this body is my costume. And these are my organs through which I, the soul, use these organs, and I am the owner of these organs. And this body is my costume, and I, the soul, who put on this costume. And this is what God has reminded us, children. Remember that you are not this body. This is your body. You are not the body. You are the master, owner of this body. And you are a soul. And the second thing he reminded us, when you continue to consider yourself soul, because you consider yourself body, that you have developed this physical relationship, bodily relationship with people on a physical basis. Somebody gives sorrow, somebody gives happiness, somebody gives something and they give it to me. So this goes on and on, give and take of good and bad, happiness and sorrow. So we have developed a physical relation. And so God has reminded, when you are a soul, soul is conscious energy. Energy never dies. Energy never be born. Energy just changes its form. Today the energy, the soul is in this body. And tomorrow soul, the energy, leaves this body and goes into another. The form changes, but the power, the energy remains the same. The source of the energy, where the soul gets that energy, is the supreme source, is called the supreme soul. You are a soul, and I am the supreme soul. If you have children, then I am a father. If you are a student, then I am a teacher. If you consider yourself a follower, then I am your guide. Children, remember, you are a soul. I am the one who give all the powers to you, the soul. Never forget what actually yoga is all about. The name of connecting soul with the supreme is yoga. This is remembrance. Why don't we call it as remembrance? There is law and order of anything. Many times we say, I want to have yoga, but I can't have yoga. Why? If somebody in the military don't follow the law and order properly, they will be shooted or they will be restigated. In the same way, either you call meditation, yoga or remembrance, there is law and order. If my yoga is not connected properly, just check. Either I have broke some law, or I'm not obeying some order, violated some law. If I'm lawful and obeying the order, it isn't possible that my yoga is not connected with the God. Now, what is law? God said, your law is, whenever you sit, remember,
देह के संबंधी
और देह की सारी दुनिया से मन को हटाकर
डिटैच योर माइंड फ्रॉम योर ओन बॉडी एंड फ्रॉम ऑल बॉडीली रिलेशनशिप्स एंड कंसिडर योरसेल्फ अ सोल.